Thanks, Mr. CEO. I declare this 21st Ordinary Council meeting of the 12th Alice Springs Town Council open for the transaction of business as set out on our agenda. Welcome councillors and officers and members of the media and public present this evening. I acknowledge the Central Arrernte people as the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs and remind elected members that this meeting is being recorded and will be placed on the council's website. Now I ask everybody to be upstanding, and I'll invite Pastor James Howie to present the prayer to precede tonight's meeting. Thanks, Pastor.
Let us pray. God of the universe and of this community of Alice Springs, we seek your guidance and wisdom on this council as it begins its meeting. Nurture the council to engage in meaningful discussion. Support it to grow closer as a group and nurture the bonds of community. Fill each member with your grace as they make decisions that affect the residents and visitors to this place, and continue to enlighten the thinking and discussion so that all that is accomplished is for the pursuit of truth, the good of all, and for the service of all residents. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Are there any apologies, Mr. CEO?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, apology from Councillor Brendan Heenan, who's on recreation leave, and apology from Councillor Liz Martin, our Deputy Mayor, who is suffering from ill health tonight.
Well, that's not good to hear. Thank you for those. Now, I'm going to move on and welcome to members of the public in the gallery and ask if there are any questions from members of the public about items on the agenda or other business of council. Okay, I'd like to note one for the record. Earlier this evening, in our half hour before council, Mr. Hal Jewell came in. I've delivered on all the tables a copy of a letter he submitted to the Centralian Advocate, plus and sent to the Minister, our Minister for Local Government, and the reply from Minister Tolner. Mr. Jewell is very concerned about the cost of by-election which was just held and has some suggestions that the system be reviewed. He's written to the Minister, and interestingly the Minister has written back and says he's received no concerted approaches from councils on eliminating by-elections or even a more effective method of filling casual vacancies. I support Mr. Jewell's view, and I think that I just wanted to record that they're there. We may discuss that later, but needed in the area of public questions, so that's what that's about. Thank you. So do any councillors wish to disclose an interest with regard to any matter on the agenda pursuant to Section 70 of the Local Government Act this evening's meeting? No. So in accordance with Section 67.3 of the Local Government Act 2008, I present the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on Monday, 28th of October, for confirmation. May I have a councillor who was present move that they're a correct record?
Other than just the minor date that needs to be changed at the top of the heading.
Certainly. Which one was that?
So every page other than the first.
Sorry?
Every page other than the first page references the September date.
Okay.
That's the only... Everything
Thank
else
you very much.
Accurate.
So it should reflect the October date. We'll adjust that. Thank you.
I'm happy to move those minutes.
Moved by Councillor Kudrenko. Seconded by Councillor Brown. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now, are there any matters arising from those minutes which are not otherwise dealt with by committees? Councillor Kudrenko?
I just have a query to the Director... for tech services, item 6.2.2, I had asked about the letter that had been sent to the two ministers in relation to the container deposit scheme legislation, and I'm wondering if we've had any response.
Do you want that? I'll go to the CEO because the letter came out of his office.
Thank you for your question, Councillor Kudrenko. No, other than one minister acknowledged the letter, however, we are still awaiting on a response.
Okay, thank you.
And that letter is in relation to funding for wines and spirit bottles?
That was also put forward in that correspondence, Mr. Mayor, yes.
Okay, thank you. Others, Councillor Carrico? No?
Thank you.
Okay, then. I'll present my mayoral report for the month of November and ask for a motion that the report be received. Move Councillor Paik, seconded Councillor Kudrenko. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Any business or questions arising from this report, please?
Item 15.1.5, the RDANT AGM. I'm just wondering if there's any relevant information that you'd like to update the council on.
Certainly, Councillor Kudrenko. That meeting was held here in Alice Springs this year. The meeting was attended by the Chief Minister in support of some projects that RDA have across the territory. And from that enthusiasm, we're looking to meet with the Chief Minister shortly in relation to another project here. So it was very clearly that he was interested in regional development. Can I just add a couple of things for your calendar, your attention, that next Tuesday the 3rd are the mayoral awards. They'll be here at the council from 3 to 5. You're all invited along to that, where we recognise the champion award and the noteworthy award. On Wednesday the 4th, there's the mayoral reception here at 5:30. On Friday the 6th, is the Alice Springs Town Council staff Christmas party, which all elected members are invited to. And please advise Jessica of your attendance, of your family and yourself. Monday the 9th will be ordinary council for December. So it's a joint committee / ordinary council meeting. And of course, our Christmas carnival on Friday the 13th. And look forward to any help elected members can give. If they contact Jessica, she can pass it on to our officer, Fran Stoops. Okay. Now we're going to go and do councillors' reports for the month, and I'll start with Councillor Paik. Thank you.
This month, just my general business from committees, and I attended the Northern Territory Brolga Awards. That's it for me.
I attended the Legant meeting for the day, and I was also present at the waste management facility towards the end of the month. They were the two appointments that I was able to get towards the end of the year. I had 3 weeks off at the beginning of the month, so that's all I could manage. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Melky. Councillor Kudrenko.
Thanks. Yeah, I have attended very little this month due to changed working commitments, but I did find the time to drop into the Australia Day Coordinating Committee meeting. I also attended the Environment Advisory Committee meeting, and I met with some representatives from NTCOS, the Right to a Home group, to talk about a follow-up on the question that they had put to me at a council meeting some months beforehand, to follow up and get some more information and discuss that further, which I found very useful. And I think the Legant Welcome Night was also within this month, so I attended that one as well. That's all. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. Councillor Douglas?
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Normal council meetings plus a full day with Legant AGM on the 11th of the 11th. Seniors Coordinating Committee meeting, a meeting at Access Advisory Committee, lunchtime meeting with the Deputy Police Commissioner, Jamie Chalker, and, that's about it. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Councillor Douglas. Councillor Brown?
Yes, I also attended that lunchtime meeting with the Deputy Commissioner, another dinner meeting with the American Ambassador when he was in town, the Public Arts Advisory meeting, the Waste Management Project meeting, an EAC meeting, seniors, cemeteries, planning, and then my usual desert sports and political meetings, plus a bit of media.
Thanks very much, Councillor Brown. Orders of the day, my sheets are either are nil. Deputations and petitions, so we'll move into those now. And our first deputation this evening is from Jamie Debrini. Welcome, Jamie. If you'd like to come up and use this microphone. And around the room, I'll just get everybody to introduce themselves first of all. You can probably take that off there and sit down if you like. Yep. Take that mic off there, yeah.
All right.
So lovely. I'll start with Councillor Brown.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, Dave Douglas. Paul Diller.
Rex Mooney.
Damien Ryan, welcome.
Greg Buxton.
Craig Hatchlove.
Jessica Hackett.
Jade Kudrenko.
Chancy Pate.
Over to you.
Right, first off, I'd like to thank everyone for setting up this forum. It's a great opportunity for associations like yourselves to come and formally say thank you. For people that aren't to the understanding why I'm here, I'm the outgoing president of the Alice Springs Karting Club, and we've just hosted the biggest event ever to happen in dirt karting in Australia. We had a situation where 2 years ago we applied to hold the Australian titles. Every year we have the NT titles, so for something different, we decided to take them on 1 week after the other. We're going to take the NTs on 1 week, take the Aussies on the next. The sceptics, there were a lot of them, a hell of a lot. The Australian Independent Karting Association said it couldn't be done. That just got us more irate, and we told them we will do it. The whole object with it was to hold the biggest, the best, and the most positive event ever held in dirt karting, and we succeeded. We really did. And to be honest, one of the opportunities I want to be here is to say thank you to the leaders of our community. I will straight off individually point them out. Dave Douglas, the councillor, for 6 days he was in the sun, waving flags, supporting us. The reaction to that by people who were asking who this man is was absolutely amazing. That really helped us. The atmosphere was amazing. And to Councillor, I say thank you. To the Mayor, sir, your presence, I know it was hard to get you there, we pestered you, but you walking around talking to people and everything had a huge influence. I went to Western Australia 2 weeks later. They were so irate they couldn't even get anyone to come to a WA title in any leading capacity to support them at all. So thank you again, as used to especially. And also, Ellie, with your direction outside of this position, your support through the media and everything was second to none. You supported us for 2 years, and I thank you. I really do. As a whole, we needed leaders. Within the club, I had to stand up as a leader. And within the community, I need the people to support me, and I got that through Use People. One, for supporting us, having faith in us. We had 69 sponsors, locals. We did not go outside this town for anything. All our memorabilia, catering, even our trophies, we did something different. We, for the first time, got the girls from Santa Teresa. We got genuine handmade boomerangs and got them to paint them. That was for the NT titles. Then for the Aussies, we went and got 33 didgeridoos. Took them out to the girls. They'd never, ever painted a didge again, ever. They did them. They're now selling them from over $3,500 a didge now. They're getting orders throughout the world because this has gone Australia-wide, worldwide. I'll just pass this around. This come in today. This magazine is called CardX. It's a bitumen karting magazine. They've never, ever had anything to do with dirt. There's 8 pages in here, centre pages about our event, and they have said here, just one of their things in the media. Excuse me for a sec. Alice Springs Wonderland. The 2013 Acre National Titles in Alice Springs will be remembered as the best ever, with hosts ensuring the bar has been raised for future clubs hosting this event. CardX was trackside to capture all this action and saw 345 entries received from the Northern Territory, Western Australia, South Australia, Queensland, the event commentator, Wayne Auger, who was a respected commentator throughout Australia, Speed Week, everything, he was here for 2 weeks. He actually said it was the best event he had been to. With the magnitude of it was the previous NT titles, the highest ever was 169. We had 259. The Australian was 210. We had 345. Our presentation night alone was 629 people at the convention centre. It was massive. The whole object with it, it was 2 years in planning, was we knew people were coming. We had no problem with that. They were going to come and race. The objective we've fulfilled is they're coming again next year. They are giving up their own state titles. We will have 300 carts here for a Northern Territory state title. They're promising and they're coming. So that's the whole object. And as you know, for Alice Springs to move forward, we've got to provide events to bring people here to then support businesses and community. And we are trying as a karting club to do that. If I could, I'd just like to make a special presentation to everyone, just to the council and to Councillor David as well, Douglas, just for their support. In closing, the other thing I think we need to know as well is we did go to Western Australia 2 weeks afterwards. Their response was just amazing. The families, the atmosphere, they took an extra week here. They took a week to go home because everyone had such a great time. They want to know what it is about Alice Springs. I just said it's a family. It's a community that's got leaders. And again, I will thank yous again, all of yous, for leading us in the right direction and giving us a positive direction to go. So I just want to say again, thank you for letting us have this avenue to come and thank you personally.
Thank you, Jamie. Any of the elected members have any questions of Jamie? Councillor Brown?
No, I don't have any questions, but I would like to, we're making congratulations. I would like to add my congratulations to you guys that put in the enormous amount of work that I know went into running that event, and the numbers of people that were involved in putting that event together, because I know there was a good section of the town got behind it. But it was a fabulous event. You did a fabulous job for our town, and all of you absolutely deserve our congratulations and congratulations.
Thank you, and it was a pleasure, to be honest. And again, I didn't mention there was 79 volunteers. There was only 32 actually from the club. The rest were local community members that we rang up and said, can you help? They come out and they supported us. It was fantastic.
Great. Thanks, Councillor Brown. Councillor Douglas.
Yes, thank you through the chair. I'd like to thank Jamie and all the committee out there. They are just absolutely fantastic. And I did get asked to help and I certainly did enjoy it. And it was great to see just the fantastic sportsmanship of everyone involved there, from the little ones, the little kids just popping around there in their little carts, to the very professional drivers as well. So I'd just say well done to the kart club and well done to Jamie as president. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Douglas. Councillor Kudrenko.
Thank you. I just wanted to pass on my congratulations to you for such a fantastic event. I have absolutely nothing to do with the go-karting community in Alice Springs, and I heard so much about this event. One of the areas that I heard it about was through the Red Hot Arts Board, who coordinate the Alice Desert Festival, and they had a buzz within some of our discussions about your event that was bringing people to town, not just for that event, but for a week or two on either side. And I think that's something that was especially successful about that event, that it brought people to Alice Springs to come, to stay, to have a holiday and to enjoy the broader community outside of the great event that you put on. And I just wanted to congratulate you on that component, and it's something that I heard great things about. So well done.
Thank you. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, and I think the direction I hope you take is emphasising we need events to get people to this town. And the more you can encourage them, help them, the more people that come. Financially these days, unfortunately, people won't go see attractions now, but they've got money for some reason to come to events and they'll go see the attractions. With 345 carts, we made sure we were starting at 9 o'clock. By 4:30, they were in town, they were drinking, they were eating, they were doing the town. His Worship, I was out to tea one night and actually had sent a Well, was she? Central Tourism. And she had stated that businesses said 97% they were up in that week. So events are the secret to this town. If we can get positive events, we will get the people here and it will move forward. It really will.
Thanks, Councillor Codrengo. Thanks, Jamie. And congratulations to you and your committee. And thank you for reporting back to us tonight. That's great. Thank you. Now, Mr CEO, we have another deputation.
Yes, we do, Mr Mayor. Mr James Gattenby, if you'd like to come forward, please. James. James is the Youth Coordinator with the Department of Children and Families. He's here in response to Council's expression of concern about the summer activities for youth. And James has kindly come along to outline what the government is doing, what programs are being funded, and to talk about a draft youth program. So you've heard the introduction, James. We'll hand it over to you. Thank you.
Hello? Oh, there you go. All right, we're in action. So I just want to thank you for the opportunity to come and let you know what's going on this summer. So certainly we've been meeting since July. The August and September school holidays was events that were run primarily by the police, took the lead role in that. Since then, the Alice Springs Youth Hub, so myself and the coordinator have been working with a collection of non-government organisations in town, with the Alice Springs Town Council, so Leon Tripp has been part of those meetings as well, in preparation for this coming summer. So over the last two summers, you may or may not be aware that we've had significant contributions from the NT government to assist us in providing activities. This year, the contribution is significantly less. So the Chief Minister's Office has assisted us in being able to put on some extra events, particularly through January, and with the assistance of Alice Springs Town Council, and in particular the offer of utilising the pool area, that we're able to put on an event every Friday through January. The other significant differences from this year to last year is that we've also got the off-the-street events. So they are a combination of non-government organisations, so Tan and Gia, the Gap Youth Centre and the Alice Springs Community Centre. So those three non-government organisations have been working together and they are putting on events throughout the year. So this is money that they've got through the federal government to do the off-the-street programs, and in coordination with each other, they will run events at each of their venues. So they'll be happening through the summer as well. I do have a draft plan that I can leave with you to have a look at. There is the launch on the 3rd of December, so we'll hope to have it all wrapped up. So we're just tidying up a couple of events. There will be some money that was put into the summer activities last year that will flow over into this year. So, for instance, St. Trallian Middle School will have their holiday program going. Also will have Bush Mob, who are doing some work with their Pinnacle, so they'll do some work for us as well, and also the Girls Club that did some work over the summer. They'll be doing some events over the summer as well. So there are some events that were funded last year that will flow on to this year. So essentially, as I said, what we are trying to do is just to make sure that community is sustainable, so that when we do come to the summer, that they're able to take coordination for themselves and really lead this without the government overarching, that we can actually be part of a planning session and come along to meetings as opposed to lead meetings, and be able to, as I said, give our advice and assistance in being able to put on some activities over the summer.
Thanks, James. Now, questions from elected members? Councillor Codrengo, then Councillor Paik, and Councillor Melky.
Thanks very much for coming in. I think it's an extremely important issue that affects everyone in the community, not just young people, having proactive, positive activities for people. I've got a few questions. The first one is, can you just clarify what you said at the end of your deputation just then regarding coordination? So the youth hub's role in coordination or Northern Territory, I just didn't quite grasp what
so,
you're saying.
Yep, so there are weekly meetings. What we're trying to do, though, is really get the non-government organisations to take the lead role in these meetings. So we've been really leading the youth activity meetings for probably over the last 2 to 3 years now. So we're trying to do a shift so that the community can really take a response and ownership of what's being delivered in their community. So we'll be part of the meetings as opposed to leading the meetings.
So how will that make the coordination of youth activities more effective for young people by shifting it to multiple NGOs to coordinate?
So I guess what we're trying to do is to get them to be sustainable themselves. So and by so the Off the Streets is a really good example. So it's in the past there's been a lot of the non-government organisations that have really only provided activities in their own space. So they haven't really coordinated and said, look, together, you know, alone we can do one event here, but together, if we all put our resources together, we'll be able to have multiple events at multiple venues and be able to service kids collectively. So the Off the Streets really force that issue in that it's got three agencies or non-government organisations to work together. It took a little while to get off the ground, but they're working really well now. They've got events coordinated and staged throughout the years. So, you know, our hope is that sort of coordination amongst the non-government organisations would continue.
Okay. Well, I hear what you're saying, but just as a comment to that before my next question, I'm surprised to hear that that is considered the appropriate way forward, considering that so many NGOs are running on grant funding that isn't a sustainable model in itself. To put the ownership of sustainability and coordination on them, from my perspective, seems not the best way forward. I really appreciated the work that your department was putting in to ensuring effective delivery of those grants funded based multiple NGOs and bringing that together to provide a combined approach. So as my opinion, that's my comment.
Yep.
Sorry, now to my questions. You mentioned that this year there is significantly less funding from the Northern Territory Government, but the Chief Minister's Office has come to the party and provided some extra funding. I'm still wondering, with even that extra, is it comparable to previous years or is it still significantly less?
So the two previous years, so we've had different amounts of funding. I think, did you receive the letter from the Minister with regards to funding of previous years and our role within the activities?
We had an interim reply, James. We haven't received that letter.
All right, certainly when that reply comes, that the funding of the previous 2 years will be explained, and it has varied. So it's been between 50,000 and there was a significant amount last year that was put in by the NT government.
Okay.
So some of that, as I said, is still flowing over. So part of the rationale for the releasing some of the funding from last year was that you would have a sustainable program that would cover last summer as well as the summer and the activities in between as well.
Okay. Oh, well, I look forward to seeing that explanation, understanding it further. Thank you. Do you think that the calendar that's being put together this year is going to provide a diversity of activities? The thing that I saw over the past 2 years that seemed to make the coordination of that program so successful is that it appealed to a broad section of the population, that young people who were in the care of the department, the child who was going to a private school or anyone in between actually had a range of activities that would interest them over different age groups, majority of them being free or at very low cost. And I was just really impressed by that in previous years. I'm wondering if you think that that's comparable this time around.
Yeah. So probably the only significant difference from last year, particularly now that we've got the Friday nights dive pool at the at the town pools, is the movie nights that we had on a Thursday night. So they're no longer happening. So as you'll see from the program, that there's an event Friday and Saturday night. So last year we did have the Thursday night movie night.
Yep.
The Thursday night movie night was probably our least attended event. So with the pool party being the most populated event, so we would get around 170 to 200 people at the pool events, and at the movie nights would anywhere from 50 to 80. So, it's disappointing that that's not occurring. There are still the events that seem really popular over the last 2 years that will be occurring this year.
Just before Councillor Castrengo goes on again, have you got a calendar for us this evening?
Yeah, I've got it here. I can distribute. So it's still, as I said, still draft, but more than one would have a look at it.
It might help all of us to be able to see that.
And I'm also just wondering, so with those events, do you have enough support staff across all the agencies to provide the services that were provided in previous years at a minimum? So things like after the splash party, having a bus service to take people safely home, things like that?
Yeah, that's been the purpose of the meetings that we've been having weekly. So certainly Tangier, Congress are doing what they can as well. The Gap Youth Centre, Alice Springs Town Council, Alice Springs Youth Centre. So all those events will have buses, we'll have youth workers at the events that know these kids. So, you know, that was certainly one of the big successes last year, is having youth workers who knew these young people that were able to, keep an eye on them if things got difficult, to be able to step in and keep things calm and certainly coordinate them getting home in the evening. So they're all going to be part of the events this year as well.
So my understanding is that earlier this year there was a number of cuts or program grants that finished, and consequently there were a number of youth worker positions that were lost at the beginning of this year. To your knowledge, have those, and they were not just in your organisation but across other agencies, are you aware if those positions have been refunded or refilled, or if they have been lost and we're now running on smaller numbers in that sector?
It's a little bit out of what I'm here tonight, but look, I'm happy to say that there is money that has shifted into sort of therapeutic response to young people's behaviour. So that is coming to Alice Springs specifically. So there's been a tender out for that. So those organisations, so there will be some money coming back into that space specifically for young people with very difficult high needs behaviour that non-government organisations will be able to tender for. Won't be in the same capacity as that was in previously, but certainly there'll be some more money coming back into the sector.
So when you say therapeutic response to young people's behaviour, what does that mean?
So any organisation, whether that be a government organisation or a non-government organisation that is concerned or worry about a young people whose behaviour is very escalated or very high or troublesome within Alice Springs, they can refer to the agency or the non-government organisation that will pick up the contract, and they'll be able to do some intense therapeutic work with that young person.
So is this what we hear about boot camps? Is that, would that fall
separate
into that category?
No. That's separate.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Is there any? It's great to hear that the contribution of councils making the town pool available is useful. Is there any other ways that you see that Alice Springs Town Council could collaborate or support a more effective, positive and engaging youth program over Christmas and any time of the year?
Look, I think we've been very fortunate to have Leon Tripp as part of the meetings. He has a really good knowledge of what the council can offer, and certainly when there's an opportunity to offer something, Leon does do that. So, I think at the stage we're really satisfied, and if there are any concerns or worries that we have, we're able to voice those to Leon, and we generally get a really good response back from Leon.
Thank you. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks
very much, James. I really appreciate the work that your department does do. It's a very difficult job, but extremely important for the community. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. Councillor Paik.
Councillor Kudrenko has pretty much covered most of it. Just my only real concern, I suppose, is the coordinated approach, that there's not that one central point to oversee it all. But, the draft appears to look good, and, I echo Councillor Kudrenko, if you think that there's any other way that council could best support you in that, I think that might be a discussion that we need to have. It is a shame that the current government have cut the funding, because over the past 2 years it has been a quite successful program across the board. So I would hope that in the future that can be reinstalled.
Thanks, Councillor Paik. Looking down this activities calendar is very similar to last year's, So I congratulate you on what you have pulled together. I'm not sure whether there was one single coordinator of this program last year.
We pulled the calendar together. We did coordinate the three events that were on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening. the Youth Hub was key in pulling those three activities together. But again, as Councillor's already mentioned, that was with the assistance of those other non-government organisations. So Tangier in particular and Congress, you know, helped us hugely through that last summer.
Thank you. Councillor Melky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, James, having a look at the calendar or the draft calendar does satisfy a lot of the concerns I probably would have had, and they would have been in relation to the times that the kids were in activity, and they seem to be at regular ordinary times. There's one there that suggests on a Tuesday, the 17th of December, front page, that gymnastics day goes on to 1:30 a.m. and the years that you're looking for is 5 to 10 years old. I'm not sure if that's a typo, but I'll just point that out.
I would sure that's a typo. Yeah, just pretty sure of that one.
Did I get the front? Do I get a front page one line on that? Chasing headlines all the time, we are. No. Look, the serious part of it is I do have a serious question, and that is in terms of costs, who wears the burden of the costs? Is that where the funding slips in?
So you see that, you know, look, there are activities on there that do attract a charge. The activities on the Friday night, then they'll certainly be covered by ourselves, Chief Minister, the Off the Street program. So they're grant funded. So they're all worn by the organisations themselves. So, you know, outside of that, we've been tried to give as many activities. So there is a range of, you know, activities that are free, but there are some that do attract the cost.
In relation to target market and the way that you're getting this, promoting this, who and specifically, aside from the obvious, and that is the youth, which area of youth are we targeting? Which demographic are we looking at? Is it, you know, the kids who might otherwise be in other programs, as you might have mentioned, or is it just open for everybody?
Yeah, absolutely open for everyone. I guess even, you know, some of the events, particularly the pool events, attracted quite a few families that came along. So, you know, look, we, well, you know, our specs is around those 12 to 17 year age group. We're certainly conscious that, you know, it's important to have some events where families can attend. We, you know, encourage that to some degree. Unfortunately, as last year, our biggest event was, well, the last 2 years has been the New Year's pool party event. So you'll see that that's not on the calendar this year. What we are doing on the 18th, so we've been able to work in and said a number of agencies have come together to put on a Christmas party event for the 18th. So that will be a combination of pretty much all the non-government organisations have all pitched in one way, shape or form, whether that be through prizes or person power through buses to support that 18th of December event.
Okay, just a couple more if you don't mind, Mr. Mayor. In terms of groups that are involved, there are a lot of groups, and that's fantastic. I wonder, though, would it be of any benefit to mention to approach sporting organisations? And so they have existing infrastructure, as we've just heard tonight earlier with Jamie DeBrenny, and in relation to all sports from AFL right through. So would you consider in the future, is that on the drawing board of involving yourselves with sporting organisations to provide activities?
Certainly, the letter that's on the way from our minister mentions that that's a really good idea, that we should line it up with Sport and Rec.
I can't get credit for that now.
No, not yet. It's all being thought of. So, look, that is in the plan, and we hope to be able to, you know, supplement what's there through those, you know, Sport and Rec clubs.
Right. Final one, Mr. Mayor, if you don't mind. That's for me. I'll just quickly look on the Monday the 20th. I'm very interested to be reading duties of the bomb response team aimed at 7 to 15-year-olds. No bookings required. You don't mind elaborating? Do you know anything about that?
I couldn't tell. I'm happy to get some further information and bring that back.
7 to 15-year-olds are going to be interested in bomb response. So that'll be fun. All right. Thank you. Page, it's January the 20th.
That one's down to the library, so maybe you need to ask the director that
one. There you go.
That's what it says on my list anyway. Yeah, James, another question from Councillor Kudrenko, and then I'll go to Councillor Brown.
I've just been reminded of two other small questions that I wanted to ask you. One was, last time I was looking into this, I noticed that the Office of Youth advertised youth events grants, and I'm wondering, are you aware if any of those opportunities were taken up in Central Australia for the Christmas period? I noticed that they had already closed some time ago, so they're no longer open. So I'm wondering, was there any uptake?
Look, I'm aware that there were a couple of organisations that did get some grants through that. Again, I can provide that information. I haven't got it off the top of my head, but happy to get that and pass that back to council.
I'd be very interested in that, thank you. And the final question that I had is a bit of a broad question, and it's probably going to be opinion-based, but in your opinion, are you expecting an influx of young people this Christmas? There are a number of reasons why that might be. I know that there's a number of pools that on community that are struggling with funding, and that situation is limiting the opportunities for young people to stay on community over the summer period. And I'm wondering if the department are expecting an influx of young people from community coming to Alice Springs looking for something to do, and if that's been accounted in any of the programming.
Certainly, in a wider response, I know Council represented at the Interagency Tasking Group meeting where there's been conversations about making sure that we're adequately resourced for the summer. We certainly noticed from our doing our figures from last summer to 2011-2012 that we had a 15% reduction in young people in town over the summer period. So from that period to the 2012-2013 period. We've also had a significantly less number of young people from last year to this year overall in town. So I guess it's going to be a wait and see. But, we're ready. We will certainly utilise our other services and other patrolling services to make sure that we highlight the activities that are involved or are available for young people to participate in. And also, one of the other things is that we've certainly been talking to the Shires around the work that we're doing and just trying to see what they're doing for young people out in the community and letting them know what we're doing here as well. So we'll be sharing the calendar out.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. Councillor Brown.
Just had a question relating to your advertising. How widely spread is this calendar? How well advertised is it? Is it advertised like weekly in the paper? Does it go out to all the schools, and is it sent home from the school?
Yeah. So it will be launched on December the 3rd. So Minister Conlon will be launching the calendar. And there'll certainly be some advertising around that. It's on the Ministry of Youth Affairs website, be on our website. All the partner agencies that are there will be advertising that as well. So, and also we have the Department of Education a part of the group, so we'll certainly be distributing through the schools as well.
Thank you.
And Facebook? I noticed Off the Streets has a Facebook page.
Not sure whether the Minister's on Facebook, but I'm sure we can follow that up.
The Streets Events has a Facebook page.
Yeah, so all those social media activities as well, that we'll make sure that it's available.
Thank you. And we will check to see that all of this is on our council website as well.
Excellent.
All right. Any other questions, last questions of James? Thank you very much for coming, James. Love to have you come back in our February meeting and discuss the wins from this year's school holiday program. So, all right, thank you. All right, sorry, you've got another... after that's launch date. Thanks very much, James. Okay, are there any memorials, Mr. CEO?
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, any motions of notice?
Notwithstanding the... that was transposed in the last agenda. The notice of motion from Councillor Paik, so we just ignore that, please, councillors. That was applicable to the last meeting. So there are no notices of motion.
Okay, I move on to reports of committees, and as to the absence this evening or annual leave of... Councillor Brendan Heenan, who is the Finance Committee Chair, I will deliver the report of the Finance Committee meeting 11th of November and ask if there's either item to be withdrawn. If not, I'll move those. Could I please have a seconder? Councillor Paik, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. That completes the report from the finance section. I now move on and ask Councillor Dave Douglas, the Chair of Corporate and Community Services Committee, to deliver the reports of his committee held on the 11th.
Thank you, Your Honour. Yes, I'd like to bring the reports of the Corporate and Community Services meeting held on the 11th of November, and I'd like to invite members to withdraw any items they wish to debate separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of recommendation not so withdrawn.
Thank you. Councillor Paik.
Number four, item four, please.
Item four, certainly. I'd like to withdraw item 7. Thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, I withdraw item 3. That requires a special resolution of council.
Certainly. Okay. Chair, Councillor.
Yes, thank you. We'll go with item 3 first.
Oh, do you want to move the others first of all?
Yep. I move 1,
2,
2,
5 and 6.
5, 6, 7.
No, 7's withdrawn, sorry.
7's withdrawn,
and
sorry,
and the last 2, 8 and 9.
Yeah, 8 and 9. Yep,
moved by Councillor Douglas. Yep. A seconder for those, please. Councillor Paik, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now go to item 3, withdrawn by the CEO.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, I'd ask that that be put to the vote. A special resolution requires 3/4 of the members to support it. So that just has to be recorded, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, this one in relation to the waste management facility bylaws.
Thank you.
Okay. Have somebody move that motion? Councillor Paik seconded. Councillor Kudrenko, those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, that's cleared now. Councillor Paik, item number 4.
Thank you. First of all, I just want to seek clarification that tonight we will be moving the second part of this motion. Is that correct?
Okay, the director or Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Paik, it's a composite recommendation from the committee, which is to rescind the previous decision and to introduce a new course of action.
Right. I'm wanting to have a bit of discussion on this, so I don't know if it's worth moving standing orders.
Certainly. Moved by Councillor Paik, remove standing orders. Seconded by Councillor Melky. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Over to you, Councillor Paik.
Thank you. Just wanting to obviously provide my thoughts on this process, and also the Director of Community and Corporate Services handed out a pamphlet tonight on some consultation. I myself have had some consultation with some of the user groups in relation to this proposed skatable amphitheatre and furniture. And I'm just wanting to obviously open up to other elected members tonight before we do vote on this. The discussions that I have had with particular members of that user group are that it is yet again still the issue is that they are being pushed out of the general community, they are being isolated, and that this is segregating the actual skating community itself. Most of the people I've spoken to suggest that if they are not allowed to skate in the CBD, that there maybe be some discussions around further developing the current skate park facility we have there rather than dividing the two groups, and that the furniture that is or has been identified to be designed may not actually be applicable and usable by all members of that community. So I'm just obviously wanting to, before we continue on to a vote tonight, just seek the thoughts of some other elected members.
Sure, Councillor Paik. What you've just mentioned there seems to have been presented also in the report handed out by the Director at the beginning of the evening. Conclusion from... This must have been done by... Who was this done by, Mr. Director? By Officer Leon Tripp. Our group felt the resources should be directed in developing advanced skating options at the existing skate park. Is that what you're referring to there?
Yeah, it is. Look, only having received this tonight, I don't feel comfortable on making a decision that impacts on this user group. I think that there needs to be some more consultation with them before we go making a decision based on that. So I would be maybe suggesting that we potentially look at putting the motion into two parts, and if other elected members are not happy with the original motion, they have the opportunity to vote that down. But I think we need to go away and do some further work around a second option.
Thanks, Councillor Pake. Councillor Melky?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do want to support the first part of this motion. I'm somewhat concerned receiving this late report about the second part of this motion. There are user groups, the Helion Todd Skaterboard groups, the ASYCC, or Alice Springs Youth Centre group, who've written a letter in this report who highlights some of their concerns, and I believe their concerns worth certainly noting. The costs is at $119,000. On top of that, the skating of $23,000 for skateable seating costs. I think this is, excuse the pun, I don't mean to be playing on this, but it's kind of running away from us a little bit, this whole issue of skating and skateboarding, and now we're getting into segregation of youth, and certainly I don't believe anyone wants to do that. So I think the important thing is to go back to, from what I'd like to go back to the first thing, and that is have a look at this motion in its presentation, and I would like to see this motion separated into a Part A and a Part B, and then it would allow me to vote in favour of Part A to accept the fact that we should rescind that motion, that part of the motion. As to going on to working with this amphitheatre style type of setup, with the concerns in this little report here, there's certainly worthwhile more discussion worthwhile on this. So I'd like to see that at the very least to start me off.
Thank you, Councillor Melky. If I can just get the gist of this. Councillor Pake and yourself are both prepared to vote on the first section, but you would like to defer the second section until further consultation has been taken place.
Yes, that's the way I
don't mean to put you in the same. I'm just asking whether that was your view also,
yep.
Councillor Melky.
Just being very clear as opposed to having the same view on that matters, I'm just...
I want the
opportunity to talk about two separate parts.
Yeah,
that's correct. That's right.
All right.
We're not on the same line of thinking necessarily. The second part.
Certainly. Can I just mention some discussions I've had with some people, and I probably would have liked to have been involved with the skateboarders, but that meeting was held, I wasn't at that. But I have spoken to a lot of people. It seems that there are the facilities, disregarding the mention here about developing advanced skating options, and I'm interested in looking at that, but I think overall the skate park has never been finished off correctly. And over the last 2 weeks, I've reported twice that there are no bins inside the bin holders, which seems rather silly. The edges have been eroded away, and it probably needs some of our rubber built up to the edges of it, and a bit of work needs to be done around the perimeter. I mean, I think that's clearly some work that needs to be done at the skate park. I'm interested in this
toilets,
other conclusion.
Can we add toilets to your list?
Well, the toilets I thought we discussed about using... the pool ones.
It's not resolved. Can we keep it to you on your list, please?
Oh, sure.
Sorry.
But we wouldn't build another set of toilets on this block because there's no room there.
All I'm saying is that people deserve to have access to toilets. Can we include it on the list that you've just run down?
I thought we were already working in that area and that we had asked for plans to be delivered.
I apologise for interrupting.
It's in the December report,
I'm sorry.
The directors told me, on the toilets. The toilets were a different issue than when we were doing the skate park relocation. I'm talking about this developing advanced skating. If we go to that track, or even if we don't go down that track, there's still a lot of work to be done at the skate park to bring it up to an acceptable standard. So your question on toilets is apparently in our December reports.
I apologise for interrupting. It sounded like you were talking about the immediate need, so I just wanted to have it included.
No, the immediate needs from the skaters' points of view, and not one of them brought up the toilet. But I wasn't concerned about that because that was what we'd already given direction to before. But their discussion was around the facility of the skating park. So, Councillor Brown?
Yeah, I was just going to add my opinion to that. I would support taking a bit longer with this process and looking at it a bit more thoroughly before we rush in and spend any money. And I would certainly like to look at the existing skate park and making sure that that's up to a really good standard before we start expanding. So, and I still like the concept of the Snow Canada development, etc., but I think we should take a... There's no rush with it, basically. We should take a long time and make sure that that suits everybody before we start moving on it.
Okay. Councillor Pake, if we went back into session now... Oh, you got your light on,
yeah,
sorry.
No.
Are you happy to make some movement here?
Yes, essentially I would like to put it in two parts so that we can... Elected members have the option to vote on the first part, and in the second part I would like to make some amendments that we move into a period of further consultation and look at the existing site and with consultation with the user groups around what they would like or what we could potentially put in there.
Certainly. So is everybody happy to go back into session? So if you could move that, Councillor Pake, we go back. Thank you. A seconder to that. Councillor Melky, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. I'll go over to you, Councillor Pake, who's withdrawn number four.
Okay. So I suppose I want to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. CEO, I want to vote on this in two parts. So I want part A and a part B.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through the chair, Councillor Pake, yes, procedurally that is straightforward. It requires a resolution of council to deal with it in two parts. So if you care to move it, have a seconder, and then you can just deal with it sequentially, one and two. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is required is a resolution, a motion from you to deal with it, part one, the rescission, and part two, the action taken as a result of the rescission.
So I move part A.
Sorry, you better give that clear.
Councillors, if we just have a resolution to deal with that recommendation in two parts, that would be the first.
So that's moved by Councillor Pake, seconded by Councillor Melky. Those in favour? Any against? Now we'll go to the two parts.
Okay.
So
so part A, I'd like to leave it how it was originally worded.
So you'd like to move that way, Councillor Pake?
Yes.
Right. Seconder for that? Those four? Against? That's carried.
Part B, I would like to take out the wording of amphitheatre style and I would like to have in there that there be further consultation. And can I just go back, the motion that we just passed...
I'm sorry, did we just all vote for part A?
Yes,
I've actually voted incorrectly for that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
I'm
just
wanting to clarify because you've all just passed something that
so
you
didn't want. It's voted
only because I thought we were voting for it to be rescinded.
No,
but I now realise we're voting for it as it's worded.
That's how
I'm
he
sorry,
put it.
I misunderstood that completely. If I'm able to change my vote, please.
Councillors, the what council just voted for was to support the rescission. No, be hereby rescinded, and that's what council has done now. Effectively,
then I support it being rescinded, but it's not the way Councillor Pake asked the question.
Right.
He supported the first section.
Yeah.
And I didn't support the first section. That's why I voted against it.
But Councillor Pake, Mr. Mayor, my understanding was that Councillor Pake supported the rescission of the recommendation.
What I was explaining is that I was supporting that motion as it stood, not being rescinded.
To not be rescinded. That's what Councillor Pake's saying.
Yes.
My understanding.
I don't know how you can do that, but I thought that's what you were saying because it does say by hereby rescind. In lieu thereof. So if I'm going to go back to the start again, you're proposing to support the first part that stops at the end of 3 month trial.
Yes. Okay. No, what I am saying is I support that motion and I would like it to continue through.
As the a moratorium in respect.
Yes.
All right. So
yeah, he wants to support this.
So you're voting against.
Yeah. So you need to vote against part A if you want to support.
No, because I'm wanting to take out that line of rescinding.
No. The way it's set up there...
Well, then I vote against it if that is the case.
Okay. Well, I'll go again. You've moved Part A, which includes by hereby rescind and in lieu thereof that be recommended. Council, that's what you're moving. Can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Melky was a seconder. So those in favour of it being rescinded, show of hands.
No, can I, I'm having a... Sorry. I can't move it if I don't support it.
Okay. You withdrew it.
Mr. Mayor, the motion is the recommendation from the committee will stop as be hereby rescinded. Now, that has to be dealt with one way or the other in council. If council doesn't support the rescission motion, the decision stands. So it's whether or not you want to propose another course of action in relation to the recommendation, Councillor Blake. As the Chair of Corporate and Community Services, Councillor Douglas might like to move that.
Councillor Pake, before I go any further ahead, I can get Councillor Douglas as the Chair to move that. Okay. So, Councillor Douglas, you move Section 1?
Yes, I'll move Section 1 that that we hereby rescind that Section 1 recommended by the Council.
A seconder, please. Councillor Kudrenko, those in favour? Those against, certainly.
Thank you.
Jessica? Thank you. Now, I'll just go back. Councillor Pagu withdrew this. In the second part, were there changes you wanted in that second part?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to... I am proposing that Council, as priority, continues to work with the user groups, and I would recommend that we take out amphitheatre and we look at an option of...
Just a moment, we have to do an amendment, I think.
Yep. So, Mr. Mayor, procedurally, I would suggest that Council votes on two as is,
and then
you can propose...
Another one altogether.
Okay, yep, I'm happy with that.
So I'll get Councillor Douglas to move part two.
Yes, I move part two.
Second of a part two, Councillor Melky. Now, Councillor Pake is in preference of this being voted down to write a new one. So those in favour of part two?
I'm happy to speak about it if everybody wants
sorry?
To. I'm happy to speak to the motion if necessary.
I think it's pretty clear that the talk that happened, Councillor Pake likes a fair bit in there, but he wants to add some more. But because this is a motion on the paper, we're going to have to write a new one.
I'm just taking the opportunity to see if other members wish to have a discussion before we rush into a vote.
Well, by voting it down, we can then build a new one without a problem.
And that's the discussion I wanted to have, so if everyone's clear.
So we support to the voting down of it. So those who are in favour of voting for it, show their hands. Those in favour of voting against it, show their hands. So that's lost. Now I go back to Councillor Pake. Before I move it out of session, you've got a fair idea of what you want in this motion?
Yes.
Okay, well, can you recite it fairly slowly so we can capture it all?
Okay. Are you ready, Jess? I am proposing that Council, as a priority, continues or forms a working group with the user group to look at and evaluate the current skate park and consult with the user groups. Oh, you're waiting for me. Yeah, no, I know. User group to look at the further development of the existing skate park. And if any other elected members feel...
Oh, put in there to explore other
options.
Opportunities?
Yes, yeah. Other options within the municipality.
Mm-hmm. Can we just change it up a bit? So something like, get rid of propose, that council, as a priority, forms a working group which will strategically... give me a minute.
May I, Mr. Mayor, sorry, Councillor Kudrenko, can I suggest we come out of standing orders? I believe we're still in standing orders.
We are, but I thought Councillor Pake was ready to roll with
sorry.
That. So unless we really need to have a major workover, if we just go back to Councillor Pate, we get down what he wants, then we can have a discussion if we need to refine it.
I suppose, in essence, we're wanting to ensure that the user group are being consulted with, that we look at making sure that if we can't, if they're, you know, not allowed to skate within the CBD initially, that there is a conversation had with them that the infrastructure for the skate park is built upon, and if there are other options that they can, we can use in town to build that are not isolating this user group, that those options are had. Yeah.
So a very clear, distinct one would be that council, through create a group working with working groups to ensure current skate park is brought up to a standard and explores opportunities for a
further
another option immediately. I'd like don't want if in there because if leaves it
no,
wide
that's
open.
Fine. But I would also like, if I could have in that motion, that that allocation of funds that was initially there be reserved for this.
Well, it'll probably, having spoken to some, a fair bit of that or half of that will go in bringing the other park up.
I understand but I don't want this money to somehow go magically disappearing.
And I support you fully. I'd like to see one cleared up totally and another option worked on.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I'm now probably requesting we do come out of standing orders only because
moved
I'm...
Moved by Councillor Melky, seconded by Councillor Douglas. Those in favour of going out of standing orders?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I maybe just suggest a simple motion on this occasion? We really are after a review of the existing facility and the best possible way we can assist to improve and or renovate to the satisfactory of the needs of the working group. Can it be any more? Can we do any more? I'm not sure about forming working groups and all this sort of thing. It's got to be liaison with the groups.
I think what's been said covers what you're saying also.
Okay. Right. So we've moved out of standing orders.
I'm going to go to Mr. CEO to wordsmith it.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I think that council has a priority, forms a working group with the skateboarding, forms a skateboarding working group to look at the further the potential further development of the existing skate park and explore other options within the municipality. I just could I ask for clarification from council that are all inclusive? I think I know what you mean, but what was exactly the intent of that comment, please, Councillor Pope?
Look, when I make that comment, is a large portion of that user group continue to feel like they are being pushed out of our direct CBD, which I understand, and I would like that if we do have the option to go to another site, that they are visible, they're able to be seen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody happy with that one to go back into standing orders?
One more bit, and I would like to put in there that the allocation of funds is there.
Well, we didn't actually allocate funds. We spoke about the opportunity of funds.
Well, I'd like to make an allocation.
But I think the motion says we've got to go and fix it. So it costs $10 or...
I would, if I can jump in since we're speaking freely, that I understand where Councillor Pake's coming from on the allocation of funds, but I think the first step here is to come up with a strategic plan of how Alice Springs can be a skate-friendly municipality, and we've talked about a few components of that in this recommendation, and we really need to hear back on that before we can allocate the funds. And what we may need to do, and we run the risk of allocating funds and then saying that's what we're now tied to do, or we could keep it open and seek grant funding or other options, or and I think as a whole we have a genuine interest of the council to support this, and so that I think we will have a genuine chance of allocating the funds among agreement to do that. So I don't think we need to include that in this. And
yeah,
I think
I agree with you, Councillor Kudrenko. I think it limits us by saying a particular amount of funds.
Well, look, I do apologise, but I was on a phone that had very crappy phone line. I couldn't hear. I just don't want our skating community to think that they had money allocated there, which some of them are under the pretense that there is, and then suddenly we say... No.
Okay.
There is the will and the intent of the council to work together to find better solutions to provide skateboarding opportunities within the town in multiple locations, not one. So I think the intent is there. And to word this
If I can just clear up for Councillor Paik, in this motion that was put up last week, this second part, there's no suggestion of an actual dollar value. The directors said that it may cost X and they would find it out of other projects. So it wasn't a direct, yes, we'll spend X dollars on it. I think we've got to go out with an open mind and find out what the existing one's going to cost and what a new one's going to cost and whether or not the skateboard user group are prepared to use that particular facility if it's put in that spot. Yeah. So, Councillor Kudrenko?
I'm wondering if we can change the wording a little bit. I think the wording currently directs us for infrastructure development, and I think to be a skate-friendly municipality, it's more than infrastructure. It's about our bylaws, our policies, our procedures, those kind of things. And I think I'm not saying we need to change the bylaw, but I think that we need to include that within the review of how we see skateboarding within the entire municipality, including the CBD and where it may be restricted, yeah. Review that and work with skateboarders to understand that more fully. So I think this is very infrastructure focused.
So maybe take out.
I couldn't support if you put in there skate friendly town. I think you're just going to open up a can of worms. I think the first step is to work with the issues we have here now. I'm prepared to have that discussion another time, but I wouldn't support in this opening motion. Mr. CEO?
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just going to echo the Mayor's remarks there. Implicit in this, of course, is the fact that all of those issues would be canvassed. And also, this is predicated on the fact that Council, by moving this motion, Councillor Paik would obviously, at a later date, look to funding it. So I'd allay any concerns you have about any lost funding. It was simply a couple of areas on budget lines that were identified as potential sources of funding. By the time this goes through into the new year, Council will be looking at its budget for next year at any rate. So there'll be no issues with the funding if Council supports the results of this review. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So before we go back to standing orders,
I think Councillor Kudrenko's
motion's in front there. Councillor Kudrenko?
I can't agree with your point of view on that. I truly believe that if we have a top-down approach and say to skateboarders, here, we'll just fix up this one location for you, I don't think it's going to be as effective as working at a foundational level of talking to skateboarders about long-term, holistically, what the town could offer and how we could work together to provide better skateboarding opportunities. We do it with other groups. I'm just surprised that that's your view, that you would only talk about infrastructure. And if I have to vote for this because that's where the majority sit, I will continue to support this, but I just want to express my disappointment that we wouldn't look deeper and start at a foundational level of what could work from young people's point of view.
Yeah, certainly.
And I put that to the other elected members. I mean, these guys have already come up with great ideas.
Mr. May I ask a question, please?
Yes, certainly.
Councillor Kudrenko, I would have thought that within the municipality that are all-inclusive, I would have thought that that was exactly what your concerns are, because that, to me, answers your concerns.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, and I'm willing to work with that as it is then. Thank you.
Okay. But I think it's important to remember, though, that we could do that. Everything still has to come back to this chamber for a vote. Mm. So if we, like, I am in agreement with Councillor Kudrenko's view that it has to come back to this chamber anyway, where we as elected members will vote on whatever they're putting forward. Mm. But, like, I am happy to go if other elected members just want to go with the motion that's currently there.
Okay, can I have somebody move us back into standing order?
Sorry.
Councillor Melky.
Sorry, I just wanted to comment on in relation to the last couple of comments by Councillor Kudrenko and the exchange between yourself and her. I think that the challenge I have with making any further comment, it may well sound like I'm supporting and strengthening the perception that we're anti-youth or we're not working with the youth. I think most importantly, and I support Councillor Kudrenko in her resolve, that if she wants to consult with youth and bring up other issues relating to youth, including the discussion about making this a skateboarding town, a friendly skateboarding friendly town, I can't see why we couldn't have that discussion. But on this issue alone, I must respectfully disagree with you, Councillor Kudrenko. We'll just focus on this motion, and I do look forward to supporting the youth in every other opportunity that comes up in council, including possibly, you know, looking at the bylaws and reviewing that as a separate matter.
Thanks, Councillor Melky. I'll ask again for somebody to take us back into standing orders. Councillor Brown, seconded Councillor Paik. Those in favour? Any against? Okay. So now, as the Chair, Councillor Douglas, will you move this motion?
Yes, I'll move this motion as
okay.
It's...
And, well, you can second it. Yeah, you can second it. I'm going to go to you for a second. I'm asking the Chair of Corporate and Community.
Yes, I'll move this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Paik. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. That fixed number four.
Now we're going to seven.
Yeah, seven. The only reason I've withdrawn this is to ask elected members to please go out into their network groups and ensure that we have some very good nominations for Centralian of the Year, Young Centralian Citizen, Community Event of the Year, and also the Volunteer of the Year. And I think that's really important that all of us do that. We come across lots of people in our day-to-day lives. So please, the entry forms are on the website, Mr. Director. It closes at the end of the month, doesn't it, Mr. Director? Yeah, okay. So please keep that in mind. That's the only reason I withdrew that. There is also the nomination for, I said, Community Event of the Year. Yep. Thank you. I'll get you to move that.
Yes, I'll move item seven. Thank you.
A seconder for seven, please. Councillor Kudrenko, those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
Now concludes my report.
Thanks very much, Councillor Douglas. I now move on and ask the Chair of Technical Services, Councillor Brown, to present the report for the meeting held on the 11th of November.
Your Worship, I present the report for the Technical Services Committee for the meeting held on the 11th of September, 11th of November, I should say, not September, and invite members to withdraw any items they wish to debate separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of recommendations, not so withdrawn.
Thanks, Councillor Brown. Councillor Kudrenko.
Item 9, please.
9. Thank you.
10, no, please.
Councillor Melky, sorry, I missed that.
10, please.
Certainly.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 too. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, I'll get you to move the other ones, Councillor Brown.
Your Worship, I move then in terms of items 1 to 8 and 11 inclusive, I think.
Can I just ask one question of the Director? I seem to have 2 threes on my page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we better go through them correctly, otherwise 1 to 8, one of the threes is going to miss out.
Yeah, that's
I better
true.
Get you to list them all, thank you. 1, 2, 3 and 3.
So 1, 2, 3 and 3, 3A and 3B, 4, 5, 6, what was the other one?
7, 8.
7, 8 and 11.
Thank you. So. I have a second of those, please. Councillor Paik, those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Councillor Kudrenko.
Thank you. I withdrew item 9, which is the container deposit scheme discussion that occurred in the Environment Advisory Committee meeting, and the resolution of that advisory committee was that council provide direction on the recommencement of the collection of wine bottles. And I'm wondering if we're able to make any decision on that tonight, if there's been any further discussion with EnviroBank in the time since we've last met.
Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. I'll go to the Director.
Through the Chair, no, we haven't had any direct contact with EnviroBank. I know they've just had their new manager appointed at the beginning of last week, so I presume you're still waiting for the dust to settle. But it was our intent to reapproach them, subject to tonight's discussion.
Okay. Well, I would definitely like to proceed with this. I would like to see council immediately make contact with the EnviroBank. We're heading into the festive season. People are going to have excess glass that they want to recycle instead of having it littered throughout the town and smashed up. The sooner we can get onto this, the better, now that they have a manager in place. We have an environment officer in place. Let's make a call. Let's get it happening. We have the funds already allocated. Can you advise me, is there any reason why we can't proceed immediately?
it will take a week or two to have negotiations with Environbank if they agree.
Mm-hmm.
So almost immediately.
So would that be able to come back to the December ordinary on the 9th?
If it's the direction of this chamber, yes.
May I amend this resolution to reflect that then? That, or is that sufficient?
I think it's been taken on board by the CEO and the director.
Thank you. And I guess the second part to that, which is obvious, but just to clarify that if they decide not to take up our offer, that the council would be provided with a range of other options.
Won't fit really inside the budget we have before. The budget we had before was just for the bottles. It didn't have a wage component in there, so we'll have to rework that.
Yeah, and I'd be very keen to see that reworking. Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Pate?
I would support Councillor Kudrinko's to have that actually worded into this motion.
We weren't doing a motion. Sorry, you might have missed it.
Well,
we were
to
actually
be worded
taking
into
on
that recommendation, I don't feel comfortable with that just being noted.
No, the decision was, and Councillor Kudrinko asked the director and the CEO accepted, for them to contact Envirobank and come back at the next meeting as to whether Envirobank are going to do it or not do it. Councillor Kudrinko then said, we'll need to create a direction after that if Envirobank don't. So we haven't actually moved a motion at this stage.
Right.
Okay. Councillor Douglas?
Yeah, I'd just like to talk on behalf of that too and agree with Councillor Kudrinko regarding that because just walking the town, the glass is starting to get around the place and bottles are starting to be littering everywhere. So I'd like to see if we could arrange with Envirobank and we'll go from there. But we definitely need to have it rolling before Christmas, 100%. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Douglas. Councillor Brown, you like... Councillor Melky?
No. Councillor
Brown. Were you speaking on this, sorry, Councillor Melky?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay.
You were.
Councillor Melky?
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Just a quick point. In this information, it says no... On the fourth point, it says no noticeable increase in litter noted by committee members, public most likely stockpiling, apparently. Well, that's definitely not the case... opposite where this amphitheatre was supposed to go, there are glass bottles everywhere, and I noticed that this morning on my normal run in that sand. So the point that this makes, that the council be council to provide direction on the recommencing collection of wine bottles, am I to understand that following the discussion of Councillor Kudrinko that there's a direction being given now formally?
Yes. In relation to your question on committee, that's the committee members of the EAC who've made that statement. This report's come from the EAC. So as the chair of the EAC, Councillor Kudrinko has put up, she would like our council to meet with the new operator as soon as possible. That direction's been taken by the director and the CEO, and I believe that the direction given back was that she'll come back to the meeting on the 9th of December as to whether Envirobank can be relied upon to run the same program that we had before with Territory Metals. So that's the direction, am I correct, Councillor Kudrinko? That's the direction that was asked of the director.
All right. Not to drag this out much, can I direct my question to Councillor Kudrinko, please? Are you satisfied as the chair of the committee? If that's,
I think that is the suitable way forward. It's the only way forward. We're asking to engage in a business agreement with an external party. We have everything in place. I don't see as a council that we could approve or put forward any other motion. It's already within the budget. We know that. The director has that information available to him to have that within his negotiations. And I would expect that if that was deemed suitable by the new provider, they could draft that up, bring it to the 9th, which is not far away, and we could say by Christmas time to the ratepayers, this service is now going to be on offer and give them a date because we would have some indication as to that. That's my expectation.
Yep.
If they come back and say, actually, no, we're not in a position to accept that offer, we could hear on
we'll
the 9th what their alternatives are, or we could hear from the director what other internal or other providers we could use. And I think that logically is the only way forward. I just am happy that it is happening now, immediately, within
Certainly.
The next week. Yeah.
Certainly. Thanks, Councillor Kudrinko. Councillor Brown, I get you to move that.
Your Worship, I will move Then in terms of items nine.
Thank you. Seconder, Councillor Kudrenko. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Item 10, Councillor Melky.
Thank you. Okay, so in this, I guess it's a recommendation that Council Grants Officer, the Council Grants Officer to investigate funding opportunities. This has come about from discussion raised in one of our committees. Is that how I understand this? Okay, so this is a fairly urgent concern. Is there anything that the council can do should we be unable to access grant funding?
I'll just answer that. The question was asked. There is a service provided in town by the vets. There's concern that not everybody could afford the vets. So the question was asked, what could be done? The decision came from that meeting that Council Grants Officer investigate to see if there are any funding opportunities. We found opportunities a few years ago in relation to dogs. We don't know. I mean, we looked under de-sexing cats, but we didn't find anything. But we will use the Grants Officer to see whether there are any grant opportunities out there. That's the direction that's been given from the EAC meeting.
I just note, sorry, I know we're in standing order, so thank you. In relation to de-sexing cats, are we talking about feral cats, or we're talking about those who are owned.
As the chair, may I give some background? There'd been ongoing conversations at a number of EAC meetings about the number of feral cats. We are dealing through a number of avenues dealing with feral cats broadly, but it was noted that that domestic cats do contribute to the feral cat population, and it was noted that in Alice Springs, in comparison to other communities across Australia, we do have what seems to be quite high fees for de-sexing cats, so there is no incentive for owners to de-sex their cats, which then further contributes to the feral population. This is not seen as the overarching solution to feral cats in Alice Springs. It was just one way that was suggested could reduce feral cat populations. And that this has actually been reworded, the resolution. It was much broader than that previously, and we felt that this was a more effective way that council could contribute to this issue, and it was taken from the previous de-sexing program that had occurred in town camps through council, and we thought we could possibly build on that and look for something similar. Does that answer your query?
Thank you. That's very well explained. Out of that, I get this, and that is it is the responsibility of the owner to obviously de-sex the cats. We're a cat owner. He is de-sexed. He doesn't like it, but it's too bad, and now he likes living at home. But the thing is, there is still a fairly large feral cat population out there, and I'm not sure if that's the only solution that we can provide, but I think the challenge is that we need to find a solution to the feral cat situation. And not just simply wait on a grant fund, which may well come or may well not come. So that doesn't satisfy me that we're actually able to address the key issue, and that is feral cats.
Okay, feral cats is a massive issue nationally. Yeah. And within our municipality, we can only do so much. And that what we're doing here with trapping and looking at de-sexing options is one way that council will be proactive. Yeah. But really, it is a national issue.
So I think we have changed considerably. We've gone from 20 traps to 30. Now Alec put out some funding and they bought another 10, so we have 40 traps now. Our rangers are emptying them regularly. I'm sure the director can give me the numbers, but we're doing all of that. So there was this further suggestion. And so what we said is that the best thing we can offer in this area of de-sexing pets is to see whether our grants officer can find a funding stream. Councillor Douglas?
No, that's well covered. Thank you very much. That's really what I wanted to bring it up. Thank you.
Get you to move that, the chair, Councillor Brown?
Your Worship, I move then in terms of item number 11 and...
10.
10, sorry. That 11's already moved. Thank you. And this
you
now
very
concludes
much.
My report. Thank you.
Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Paik, all those in favour? Any against? Thank you very much. Now we move on to the Chief Executive Officer's report, and get it here in front of me. So the CEO's report, I'll ask for a mover and a second to move that this recommendations that his report be accepted. Moved, Councillor Douglas, seconded Councillor Paik. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now, there are a couple of recommendations in here, Mr CEO.
Yes, all right.
Are they covered now by that moving of your report?
That would cover it. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I think everybody's had time to read
self-explanatory.
Are there any questions of the CEO in relation to his report? Okay, thank you. Director of Finance, there's no extra report.
Just an update.
An update. Thank you for the Director of Finance.
Thank you, through the Chair. I was asked to inform the Chamber when Council had received a gas bill from Origin Energy this year for the Aquatic and Leisure Centre. I can say that we have received that bill now for the first quarter, and it was for an amount of $30,796.91, which is pretty well on par with what we budgeted for the year. So just to inform you of that. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Director. Director of Corporate and Community Services, any extra reports? Thank you. Director of Technical Services. Okay, are there any questions without notice? Councillor Kudrenko?
I've received a number of inquiries, comments from the public regarding concerns about trees within Alice Springs, particularly sacred trees, and how council, how the community perceive that council are working with ARPA. And I'm interested to know more about this issue. From what I understand, our manager of depot, Scott Allen, was working really well with ARPA and had a good understanding of how to do work within their requirements effectively and still get done what the community needs. I'm wondering if it's possible and if the other members would agree to having this included on the forum agenda for some further discussion and potentially even as some discussion, some input from Scott Allen or inviting ARPA to attend for a short period to provide some information to the elected members on how they perceive council to be working with them.
Yep. In last month's report, I met with Dr. Ben Scambry. He would like to meet with council. I told him to go ahead and organise through the CEO, so I'm not sure when that happened, but we made that offer recently to come and do a deputation. I support your view at a forum to have Scott Allen.
I think a forum would be more effective because I have a number of questions that I think would be more effective to workshop rather than to do in a formal setting.
Yeah. Dr. Scambry will come and speak in relation to the work we've done through deputation. Scott Allen would be the best choice through a forum to give that information.
Well, I'd like to put that request then, if that
certainly
could be supported. I'd be very interested.
CEO's got that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Paik?
Thank you. Just elected members, there's a letter here from the Alice Springs Art Foundation. Just direct my question to the director. This is something that I've constantly been talking about and asking questions, and I'm just wondering how those discussions were going with the NT government around that.
Through the chair, thank you, Councillor Paik. You weren't here for the confidential part of the committee meeting. We actually had a large discussion on this week before. At this stage, we are still awaiting the response from Araluen, but we're chasing them at the moment with regards to their report detailing the collections and which meet their criteria and which, if there are any, don't. So we're still awaiting that report at this stage.
Okay, and obviously there's in confidential, but I would just like to make it still apparent that my view is that I don't think this collection should be handed over. It should remain with the Alice Springs Town Council. So I'm happy to leave that. Sorry.
And we received a letter on our table tonight, and I haven't actually read mine as yet. So.
No, I haven't read
Okay. All right. Thank you. Councillor Douglas?
Yeah, I've got a couple of small ones. One of them is, and I did bring it up at the forum last week, I've noticed around the town a lot of the drains tend to be getting a little bit of growth up again and seem to be getting fairly untidy. And I do know, and the first thing the director will say, it's not our responsibility, it's territory government to a point, but I still believe that maybe a letter to the territory government or a talk to them to see whether we can get them cleaned out. And there seemed to be a lot of stagnant water laying in a few of them that obviously would only be a mosquito problem. So I think that needs to be addressed. And, of course, walking around town, and this is another one, is I've noticed a lot of trees that are hanging over properties, you know, and, maybe, I don't know whether we start a campaign and ask the residents of the towns that own these properties, maybe they could trim them back, and especially on footpaths that other people walk around the place, because it can get fairly dangerous. You go walking into a tree that's hanging over the footpath. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Douglas. I'll go to the director.
Through the chair, yes, I will emphasise drains are a territory government ownership, and we're pursuing discussions on that. I've got a depot meeting on Wednesday. I'll raise the issue of trees and footpaths. I know we have a clear policy on it. I think it's 2.4 to the highest overhanging limb on a footpath. But I'll get some clarity on that and come back to you.
Can I suggest, Councillor Douglas, when you're out on your walk, if you take a photo of it with your smartphone and send it into the director, might be able to help him direct people to straight through that point. I mean, you can use Neat Streets or you can just send it directly to the director.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just have some clarification on the what the director has just told us about the 2.4 over the footpath? Whose responsibility is it? The council once it's on the over a council footpath, or is it the property owner where the tree's coming from?
It depends on where the tree's coming from. If it's a verge tree, it's ours. If it's coming from a property, it's obviously the property owner's.
Oh, and so we just issue them with a notice?
Yes.
Oh, I've got tons that I could tell you about. I almost got decapitated riding my bike the other day. Yeah.
Please use that smartphone. Okay. Is there any other business from councillors? Oh, Councillor Brown, sorry.
Just one small item that came up over the by-election. I received a number of calls relating to an All Abilities Park that council looked at a considerable length of time ago and had set aside waiting for funding at some stage rather along the line. It was raised with me that at present people are using the Woods Terrace Park as a sort of a standby until such time as we can have the All Abilities Park. And a request was made as to whether we could, as a council, could consider fencing that with some sort of fencing that is obviously accessible to the public, but that would stop children running onto the roads whilst they were being supervised, because some of the children that they are supervising tend to take off and run. So I have actually spoken to the director about it and asked that if he could come back to us with some sort of costing of that, of not tonight, but at the next council meeting. I was just alerting other councillors to the fact that I had requested that, and I hope I'll receive a bit of support on that.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor Brown. We look forward to the December 9th meeting where we'll get a report on that. Yep. Okay. Oh, Mr. CEO's got some. We don't get off scot-free.
Sorry, councillors. A couple of things here. We'll go for the good news. Council's been successful with a grant application to the Northern Territory Government. We call them the Special Purpose Grants for $70,000 to repair and resurface all 8 netball courts in Alice Springs. That will require about a $63,000 matching contribution or thereabouts from SFAC, Sport and Recreation, Sport Facilities Fund. But that's a bit of good news because we haven't been having a lot of success, but I'm pleased to report $70,000 there. The Northern Territory Environment Protection Authority is seeking a representative from Alice Springs Town Council on a new Waste Management Advisory Committee. And that's to prepare terms of reference for a waste management strategy for the territory. Now, In the absence of an elected member, I'll just advise Council that our Director of Technical Services, Mr. Buxton, would also be very pleased to put his hand up. But, I mean, of course, we would defer to any elected member who wished to be on this particular committee.
And what are the time commitments for this particular...
It doesn't tell us that at this stage. Councillor Kudrinco, I'm sorry.
It's something that Legant fought hard for. Myself and the CEO went and saw the minister about 6 months ago, and then we got an agreement out of them. They are looking for some technical people. That's one of the reasons why the CEO has mentioned the Director of Technical Services. They have a... can you just go through the list of people that they've gone out and asked for?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Expressions of interest have been sought from Legant, a Shire representative from the Northern and Southern Regions, Alice Springs Town Council, Darwin City Council, Department of Health, and NT WorkSafe.
So that's the committee being made up by the Minister in response to a request that Legant put up.
Would it be okay to have an elected member and the director as well?
No, it's
well?
Just one position. Only want they've offered Alice Springs Town Council.
Yeah. Well, just to clear it up immediately, I would definitely want to be on this committee, but I feel that at this time, this coming year, I won't be able to commit, considering the other subcommittees that I'm already involved, and I would be very happy to see the director attend. That would be my vote for the director. Mm-hmm.
I'd agree in that too.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If that's the consensus, may I have a resolution of council, please?
Okay. Resolution of council to nominate Director of Technical Services to the position on the
Waste Management
Advisory been put together by Northern Territory Government. Moved by Councillor Kudrinco, seconded by Councillor Douglas. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
And lastly, councillors, correspondence addressed to the Mayor from the Attorney-General and Minister for Justice, John Elphinick, advising that this coming Thursday, domestic and family violence consultations will be held in Alice Springs. It's actually in the Andy McNeil Room from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this coming Thursday. This correspondence was received today. So not much notice, councillors, but we're just wondering if any elected member could spend time. We'll have staff representatives there, but if any elected member is able to come, it's this Thursday from 10 till 5 in the Andy McNeil Room. I'll ask Jess to send this out to you tomorrow and have a look.
I can't do it. I would have, but I've already got a full calendar on Thursday.
I've got a full calendar also already.
Councillor Pike, thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Pike.
No, if Councillor Pike's prepared to do it, that'd be great. That would be great if he did that.
Many thanks. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any more?
That's all I have.
Okay. Matters for media attention, we dealt with by the media present. Thanks for coming. And the next ordinary meeting is the 9th of December here in this chamber at 6 o'clock. May I please have... a motion to adjourn to the confidential section. Councillor Brown, seconded Councillor Melky. Those in favour? Thank you. We'll have a short break.